Hey everybody, before we get into today's episode, I want to take a minute to introduce our latest service called Crowd Insight by Gadgetflow. It's an awesome tool we made to help you get honest feedback for your upcoming crowdfunding project. Some of the big results we've seen include increased conversion rate, finding out why your project isn't performing well, and getting feedback you need from potential backers. So please head over to gadgetflow.com/crowdinsight to check it out today. You can also find a link in this week's show notes. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello world, this is the Gadget Flow Podcast, the show about everything related to products, entrepreneurship, marketing, and crowdfunding. This week, I got to chat with Scott Adamson of KickBooster, and KickBooster is an all-in-one platform to create effective and easy-to-use affiliate marketing campaigns. Scott has built an incredible product here and is helping thousands of creators reach more and more people. It's a really good interview, so let's jump into this talk with Scott from KickBooster. I am here with Scott from KickBooster. Scott, how are you doing today, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. We're really excited to have you on the Gadget Flow Podcast this week. And I mean, I have a bunch of questions for you. But first, I really want to jump into your background. I'm curious about, we'll jump into exactly what you do at KickBooster and all of that stuff. But I'm curious a little bit in what got you to KickBooster. So maybe give me some background into, you know, maybe how you got into it, you know, whether it's product or crowdfunding or both, just a little bit of your background.
Yeah, so I started KickBooster. We're working on a crowdfunding project. Our buddy had kind of an idea that he wanted to crowdfund. This was probably 4 years ago. And Kickstarter was, I mean, it was essentially what it is now, but wasn't as sort of mainstream. Not as many people had heard of it. So you had to do a lot more research and digging to kind of figure out the right way to go about it and how to, you know, generate some traction and get people to notice your page and all that kind of stuff. So we thought about, we'd seen some other campaigns do it where they ran kind of a referral program or an affiliate kind of model to sort of generate more traffic and interest in their campaign, but there was no good way to do it. You kind of had to hobble together a bunch of different services. You had to get some tracking data from Google Analytics. You had to use, you know, some link shorteners and stuff like that, and some dashboarding software to kind of have some transparency with the people in the program. Right. And it was all possible, but it just, if you weren't a technical person, it was a fair amount of work and most people wouldn't do it. So we kind of hobbled together a system. And it worked pretty well for us. And then we're like, oh, well, why don't we, because we'd seen a few other people that had done it and they'd all kind of use this similar sort of patch together approach. So I had a friend who had a bit more technical experience and we kind of broke down the pieces we needed and kind of decided, well, why don't we try to turn this into a product and kind of see if it's something, you know, a lot of people would use, because I mean, referral and affiliate marketing isn't a new type of advertising, but it hadn't really been utilized in crowdfunding.
Right.
So I thought, well, why don't we package it up so the average crowdfunding campaign could easily use it and then go from there. So that was kind of the start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first iteration of the product was pretty basic. I think it's about three and a bit years since we kind of launched that first version, and now it's you know, the feature set has expanded. You can run, you know, a full referral affiliate program on Kickstarter. You can run it on Indiegogo. Mm-hmm. And we've recently launched just on the regular e-commerce platforms like Shopify. So we're kind of expanding into that just general sort of affiliate referral marketing space. And on the crowdfunding side of things, there doesn't really seem to be any other competitors in it. So we kind of have a stronghold in that space. And
yeah.
Being at it for 3+ years, you know, we've worked with, I think it's almost 5,000 campaigns have used it. So we've learned a lot about how that type of client needs to use the service and kind of cater to them.
Got it. That's really, really cool, man. I mean, looking through it, the product itself is so clean. I think you guys just did a great job of making it user-friendly. Anytime I've thought anything regarding affiliates, I've always been a little bit I've always been a little bit freaked out, because I've only seen the really scary, you have to hobble together all these different things from all these different sources to kind of put something together. And it just always seemed so overwhelming. And looking through what you guys have built, it's so straightforward.
Yeah, like the typical campaign owner with our software, once their campaign's live, they can be up and running in, you know, less than 5 minutes if once they sign up. So it's really easy to get going. I mean, there's a bunch that goes into running an affiliate and referral system. Like, it's not just a set it and forget it kind of model. Mm-hmm. But we allow you to kind of just get the tracking and the backbone all set up, so you don't have to worry about that and can focus on running a proper program.
When you guys were building it, like, what were some of the, just from a product standpoint, what were the things that you, I mean, I know that you've added a lot in the last 3 years, but maybe in just those initial building stages, what were the parts of the product that were just really necessary that you felt like you had to get in place right away and that you just think were just super necessary for that initial product?
Well, we needed the tracking capability, right? So the ability to track transactions through to Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. And we needed a way to onboard, and we needed a way for the campaign owner to onboard his affiliates or referral people into his program and manage them all in one place.
Got it.
So a place where they could kind of opt in, they could generate their unique link, and then so the referral person or the affiliate would be able to track their performance, and then there was another port where the campaign owner could see sort of the overall performance of everyone in the program.
Got it. So I'm curious, do you have any like cool, I'm sure you do, I know you guys have helped, you know, like you said, thousands of businesses with this, but like, what are some success stories you have? Like, what's maybe one or two that stand out as like a pivotal moment in the business where you thought, wow, we're really making a difference and we're really helping people with our product? Are there any of those success stories that stand out to you?
Yeah, like the first big campaign that actually, like, we'd had campaigns that raised, you know, an additional, you know, say $1,000 to $2,000 by using our tool. And I mean, that was good to see. Anytime you could see customers getting value out of the product, it's always a bonus. But kind of the first campaign that saw, they understood how to leverage our tool and really make it work for them was the Ravian heated jacket campaign.
Okay.
And they raised over $1 million. I think it was 1.3 million, but they were our first campaign to raise, I think they were our first $1 million campaign and our first campaign to raise over 100,000 on the platform.
Wow. That's
so
awesome.
That was kind of the first one where we were able to kind of look, you know, what did they do? How did they utilize our tool? And then, so yeah, I'm just looking here. That was back in September 2015 when they ran that campaign. So yeah, we were able to kind of look at what they did, how they did it, and then use that as kind of an education piece to educate our, you know, new oncoming customers about how they could properly utilize the tool.
Yeah. I'm curious, when you say when they properly utilize the tool, like, what, how can creators or people launching a product, like, what, when you say that, how do you best leverage the tool to get the most out of it? What's something that you think maybe can be missed or isn't, you know, the first thing people think about, but what are the people who have had a lot of success using it, how are they using it, would you say?
Yeah, like, it, with crowdfunding, it's a different kind of marketing approach you need to take if it's your first product, first time, because it's very time sensitive, right? Because it's got a funding deadline on it.
Right.
So you need to see results from your marketing efforts like almost immediately, and you can't really afford to waste time or money because typically their people's budgets are fairly small. So you see a lot of people, they're trying to, the way Bryce did it is he reached out to a lot of influencers that he felt were relevant in his space, and he offered them commission-based incentives for talking about his product during the funding period. So he was able to reward them. I forget what percentage he offered, but say it was 15% of all generated sales through their audience. And it was like, hey, so if you generate, you know, $100,000 in sales through your YouTube video or your Instagram account or your blog, we're going to pay you 15 grand because we're going to give you 15%. So he was getting a very good and measurable return on investment for his marketing spend.
Right.
And he used KickBooster to do all of that tracking. So he used our tool to set it up, but then he went and kind of created this program, reached out to influencers, different brands, got them to write about him in return for a commission on it.
Yeah, no, that's super, super awesome and sounds really, that's just a good strategy. You know, it's a really smart strategy to use. So I'm curious, you know, since you guys have been going for what you said, a little more than 3 years total, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 3.5 years or so.
Okay. So what are some challenges you've faced in scaling and growing the business? And you just said you kind of have expanded into the broader affiliate market, you know, doing Shopify integration and things like that. So what are some of the challenges you've faced in scaling the business? And maybe how did you overcome some of those challenges in the process? So this is more of a business owner question more than anything. I'm just curious about...
I guess one of the biggest hurdles for us was in the crowdfunding space. There seems to be so many scams when you launch a campaign, people that are just trying to make a quick buck and they'll promise to do this, promise to do that. So people are very hesitant to sign up for services without some kind of referral or being vetted or being recommended to your product, just because, I mean, I've seen it. There's so many companies that come and go. There's new one popping up every month that offers some kind of service in this space.
Right.
I mean, there's been the legitimate ones that have been around kind of, you know, for the past 5 years that have, you know, but it took us a while to become one of those services that people just kind of trusted.
Right.
And then a lot of it had to do with our pricing model, is we had to make sure we offered a very low risk price to our service. So the barrier to entry was low to get people in. And so the big hurdle for a long time is we didn't generate a lot of revenue because our pricing was so low to get customers on board, get positive reviews, right, everyone have a good experience. And then we were able to kind of slowly adjust our pricing model to something that was still, we felt, fair, but allowed us to, you know, generate the revenue needed to grow the business and still make sure we provided value to all of our customers.
That's really good, man. That's cool to hear. I'm curious about, you know, I know you guys chose crowdfunding for all the, you know, has so much opportunity, but I'm curious what excites you most about the crowdfunding market and in general. What about it do you like, and why did you gravitate toward it in the beginning?
I don't know. I'm not, like, originally I used to, like, before I got into it, I'd always see Kickstarter projects and thought they were, like, fascinating and interesting. I mean, and I say all of them, I mean, that's probably 1 in 1,000 that's actually interesting, but it was like, there was always that, you know, 1 or 2 a month that would come across and you'd be like, that's a pretty cool idea.
Right.
So you'd find yourself going back to the site and looking at it, and you'd kind of start to follow these companies as they launch their, you know, second, third, fourth campaign. And it just kind of seemed like a neat space to get into. And then once you get into it and you start to develop these relationships with people, it's nice to develop these relationships with people this early on in their sort of business life cycle, because, you know, you're with them from the beginning. So if you can offer them a valuable service as they transition to, you know, their second campaign or an e-commerce store, you know, they're always coming back to us, and we, you know, we're able to help them continually. So we find that the sort of the lifetime value of a customer for us is constantly increasing.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I didn't even think of that connection, but it's true. I mean, you guys perform so well for them in the beginning, and now that you're expanding, you know, even out into the broad affiliate world, they can just stick with you for all their needs moving forward, which is really, really smart. And I suggest everyone definitely do that. So I have one last question for you, Scott, and that's, I mean, for anyone out there who's considering launching a product or doing anything regarding affiliate marketing and doing anything in this space, what are maybe the top 1 or 2 things you'd say could help someone be really successful with their affiliate marketing campaign?
If I was to say, like, the biggest thing I think people overlook when trying to run either a referral or affiliate marketing campaign is it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. It's not something you just set up and it's just going to run itself. Is if you want to do it properly, you have to kind of identify who your target audience is. You know, go out and find those people who you think have your audience's attention. You know, reach out to them, build those relationships, and try to get them to, you know, generate content around your product.
Right.
It takes work and it takes effort to do it. But if you can effectively do it for a very low risk and very measurable return on your investment, because you can sort of directly track the sales coming through that sort of sales channel, and you pay just for you pay for results, right? If that particular sales channel doesn't generate any revenue for you, you don't have to pay for it.
Right.
I mean, we do see some models where it's a bit of a hybrid, where you pay sort of a lesser upfront fee and then you pay for performance kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So it's a bit of a hybrid. But so if you properly work the affiliate model and understand the ins and outs, it's a very low risk and measurable return on the investment. So that's kind of my biggest thing I would tell people, is make sure that you are, you know, you put the effort into getting it all set up. And we have people at KickBooster, some client success specialists that, you know, we do our best to help our customers. Because we have worked with so many clients, we sort of help them identify who their audiences are, connect them with maybe some people we've worked with in the past, and sort of get them set up on the right spot.
Yeah.
But as a business owner, you need to know, you know, if who would be the ideal person to write about your business, right? And how do you kind of attract that person to write about it?
Sure. Totally. That makes a ton of sense. So I think that's kind of it for our interview today, Scott. So where can people get in touch with you guys if they're interested in what you're up to? And I also wanted to ask and put it out there. I mean, is there anything coming up for you guys that you're excited about at KickBooster that you want to talk about? Is there anything new? I know the Shopify is a huge, huge step for you guys. Is there anything else going on?
Yeah, like the biggest thing, like if people want to get a hold of us, our website is the easiest. It's just kickbooster.me. There's a little chat bubble in the bottom right corner, and I think we usually get back to you right away during business hours. So if you have any questions, that's probably the easiest way.
Okay.
New things we have coming up. Right now, our focus is kind of transitioning into the e-commerce space. I mean, we do have our Shopify app. It's out running. We have a bunch of stores using it, getting great feedback and great success with it. And that's kind of, we want to be able to help, you know, not only just our clients that are in crowdfunding transition to e-commerce, but we want to just be able to help, you know, it's kind of the general e-commerce, people who are just straight into the e-commerce world, because we think a lot of what we learned from crowdfunding, our tool applies directly to e-commerce, and we can sort of help those stores grow as well.
Right.
I think that's kind of the biggest thing we're focusing right now is, like, you know, keep maintaining our core product while we grow kind of in the e-commerce space.
Awesome. Well, you heard it here, everybody, and we at Gadgetflow highly recommend everyone go to kickbooster.me and check out everything they're up to. Definitely will change the game as far as your results in your crowdfunding or e-commerce work that you're doing. So, Scott, thank you so much for being on the show, man. We really, really appreciate your time and what you're doing at KickBooster, and we look forward to following you guys into the future. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us on. You know, we've been working with the Gadgetflow for, I don't know, it's probably almost since the beginning. So it's mutual. It's cool to see what you guys got going on and all the stuff that Evan and Cassie have. So look forward to continue working together, and thanks for having me on.
That was my interview with Scott from KickBooster. So please make sure to check out everything they're up to and connect with them online to get help with your next campaign or affiliate solution. Thank you so much for being on, Scott. This podcast is made by Gadgetflow, and we're proud to be the number one platform to find new and awesome gadgets. So make sure to check out our site for the new products we're curating every single day. We'll be back next week with another new episode, so in the meantime, please go rate and review our show on iTunes. Until next time, thank you so much for listening to the Gadgetflow podcast.